Blog Talk Radio.
I want y'all to help us do it. Lift your hands in this atmosphere and say, I am grateful.
I am grateful for the things
that you have done. Look at them and tell them, yes, I'm grateful.
I'm grateful for
the victory that we've won. Tell them I could go on and on.
About your works.
Because I'm grateful.
Praise you, Lord.
Lift your hands and say, flowing from my heart.
Grateful, man.
thank God for this day that he gave us, because surely he made it a reality. Thank him for the Holy Spirit. Thank him for the things he has done through the night and brought us to the point of time of this day. I just want to thank him. I want to show him how grateful that we are, that we lift him up. I love that song, you know. I want to tell God that there's some things God done for us, man. We if it had not been for him who was on our side, then we know that it was him who brought us to this appointed time of day. We just want to thank him for being so good to us that we're not even worried of the things he had done for us, because it was surely him that woke us up. I thank him for it. I'm going to just thank for everyone that's coming out today, and thank you for the ones that have been a faithful listener, you know, faithful prayer, you know. And we really do believe this is a ministry. We believe this is not a show. We believe it's a ministry. We believe God is really moving in hearts. And Reverend, I just want to say this from the bottom of my heart, that if you don't start with nobody, they have to start with us. They're the ones who are always speaking, the ones who are always saying things, you know, lifting up one another, that we got to know that the Holy Spirit is in the midst. I thank God for this beautiful lesson. John is a powerful book, you know. We've been going through it. I'm going to be redundant when I say this here. You know, Brother Dexter Juan came on the back line, because we had sitting on the front line, that if you just wanted to read the Bible, if you were asking me, where would you start? I would tell you, start in John the Baptist.
Mm-hmm.
John, the one who baptized the Lord. Who's the one who said he wasn't even worthy to even unloose his shoes. But God did something there. He did something. He used him to baptize his son. And I love this part about this, that we all have a part. Because I've learned, he told one young man that you had to be born by the water and the spirit. Somebody understand what I'm talking about. Birth, even when you're in your mother's womb, you're covered with water. Help me, Holy Spirit. But the spirit was holding you while you was there until you came to a natural fetus that you can see, that they can look in there and they do they look through the stomach gland and look at you and see who, what it is. Is a boy or a girl? I see who it is. You know, twins, triplets in there, quadruples in there. See how many babies she have. You know, some people don't. Some people sell. They see their picture of the stomach gland. Look at it. Then see the one baby when closer they got to the time to deliver. Found out it was another one in there because they hear two heartbeats.
Yeah.
So God is bringing us together so we can be on one accord. I thank God for this beautiful month, too, that he set aside, you know. Often we go back and we go get history. We look at the founder of this, you know, of this we call Black History Month. You know, we get a whole month to give thanks to someone or somebody that you know, they can't hear you right now, because many years down through the years, we found out someone who started this race out is not here, and we believe that we just need to keep going forward with this, even though some of them, we don't just wait one day or one month just to wait and celebrate the history of they used to call it a Negro History Week. You know, Reverend. That's what they used to call it back in February. You know, in February 1926, they launched off a celebration called it a Negro History Week, and then they changed it to Black History Month. You know what I'm talking about? And we learned earlier, the first one we talked about, his name was Carter Goodwin Woodson. You know, and he wanted it. It started it out, you know. But God did something for the young man. He didn't stay there and we didn't leave it after he passed on. We still today trying to yet lift it up on our black leaders. I don't know someone. And sometimes another we had to mention people you probably never heard before. I myself ain't heard before. Even when you have women and men, historical people that touch your life. You might have somebody in your family, really. You know, somebody was a mentor to you, or somebody you looked up to, you know. And I'm going to tell you something, it's good to look up to somebody, you know, to learn from them.
Amen.
They don't have to have a PhD, you understand me. They ain't got to go to Harvard, you know. Matter of fact, some of the founders, trailblazers, didn't even go to college. You know, but we see the ones that have, you know, and we give honors to them. We give honors to the things they did to make a way. And we always look at how everything go back to over, even before we was we call slaves, you know, and they have us picking the cotton, tending the land, making the houses for the master, you know, and now we are free, and we can sit back and say, thank God that we built our own home for our own self now, you know, and we had our own business, you know. I remember the time when I was a little younger, everywhere you go, it was black owned. Now, we don't even own like we used to now. Now, I'm not saying that too, man. But I thank God for the ones who are still in the struggle, you know. Now, looking at this governor that we come in this Black History Month, it was a young lady that came through, right? And her name was Phyllis Wheatley. Phyllis Wheatley. Right? Phyllis Wheatley was, she was a slave. She came from West Africa. She was born in December of 1784. You know, 1753. Excuse me, 1753 from West Africa. You know, and then you know what that means. She came through over here. They captured her and brought her and her family over here. It came to Boston, Massachusetts, right? This is where she resided.
Okay.
And how she get the last name, she got the last name because she didn't have a name, didn't know about a name, but she got the last name of the Wheatleys. That's where she get the last name from, you know, because, you know, they have different names. Their name was totally different from when they were born with, you know. But she was born in 1753. So, you know, she was way before the proclamation, you know, President Lincoln gave you. Guess who was president at the time? George Washington.
Okay.
We went back there. And then she was a writer, man, poet writer. She wrote poems, and she was the first person, African American, to publish a book of poetry. She was the first African American author of publishing a book. Her name was Phyllis Willis. Wheatley. And look here, brother. She was just only 7-8 years old when she came over in slavery. They transferred her over here, her and her family, right? And then look here, God invested, even while she was still in slavery. She had a chance to write poetry, and the thing she liked to write about was religions and moral thing. Because you can imagine back then how they really trust in God, how they believe in God.
Yeah.
You know, they went through a lot in the field, man. And then they spoke the song in the field, you know. And she was a writer. Now look at me now. She was a writer, and she wrote this poetry. And George Washington praised her work because he was reading her work, you know, understanding that. Now understand, she was from Africa. Now God blessed her to learn how to read and write. Lord help me, Holy Spirit, to write the poetry.
Yeah.
of and like I said, her main writing, her subject was about religious and moral. And she did all of this in 1773, September the 1st. And brother, I'm telling you, this woman here, she had a strong, strong love for the religion. You know, she believed in God. She believed in it. That how she loved. You know how we go through so much. Man, we went through so much struggle, man. Even today, man, we struggle so much. But then they had something to lean on. You know, sometimes we lean on somebody else. But you ever been leaned on? She wrote about how she was in the ship, you know, and she was sailing over here as a little lad. You know, talking about and how they were singing songs. And when you hear them, most of the song was like a sorrowful song because they were had this what we call a yoke around their neck, Reverend, with steel. You know, talking about and they were at the bottom of the ship. You know, how it was going on down there. People landing their feces and people dying and coming. And she was stressing how she seen this, how she did it, and being enslaved, man, and got here, and then she learned how to write, man, and learn how to read, and then what she was the first one. Let me back up again and say, first author. She was the first author, African American, to publish a book of poetry. That's awesome, bro. That's okay, why when I looked at that. That said something to me because this was the folks that before they had released us, you know. I said us now. But we were free. And God made a way that she could learn through her master. That's she got her because her master name was John Whitley. So she took up the last name. Mm-hmm. That's how they did when they get the slave, they take up the last name. And she proceeded with her education through that while she was enslaved, man. And she started doing this, look at her, she started reading and started writing at the age of 12. Look up what she can do, Red. She can read Greek and Latin. You hear me? Mm-hmm. That was her original language. Yeah. And she loved the Bible. The book said she loved the Bible. So at the age of 14, she wrote her first poem to the University of Harvard in New England. They recognized her literary ability of writing. Praise God, man. I thank God for
that's, this. Boy, that's awesome.
How she did this, man. You know, some people say, I just can't do it. I can't focus my mind. Do you see what was going on with this young lady here? And she still made a way to find out because she lived on her religion. This is what we do right here. We wake up every day, man. Some of us, I see us, we come on here religiously to come and be helped with the word of God. Reading this, my brother, listening to this, my brother, and hearing what she went through, man, it sends a love to me because I think about the things that people went through so you and I can have the struggle, man.
Mm-hmm.
You know, yeah. And then, you know, her struggle, since she was so gifted as a young lady, man, she died young, man. She died at the age of 31. She died at the age of 31. December 1784. You know what I'm saying? She died at a young age. She was married to a man named John Peter. And she had three kids, but they died very young too. But they died in the youth, like a child, like, you know, talking about, you know, it don't say what or how they died, but they said they were very young when they died. So I want to give praise to that. Thank God for that. But for what she have enlightened us with. And I want to read something she put here. She said, "Remember Christians, niggers are black as Cain. Maybe refrain and to join angelically train." You know, this one of the things. You know, I love this part because can you imagine her reading the Bible? Hear me, Ralph. Reading the Bible.
That's all right.
And being all up on the subjective of someone and had to learn how to read it. Somebody had to teach her how to pronounce the words. But they said she can read Greek and Latin. So you too, because you can imagine the King James Version, they were reading from the Torah then. You know what I'm talking about? The original language, like out of Arabic. And someone was teaching her how to read it. And she stuck with it and starts writing her own self a poem about what God did for her life after the journey that she did. Little short time she stayed there. And she did a lot of work in 31 years. So her name is Phyllis Wheatley. Phyllis Wheatley.
Yeah.
Reverend, you have anything on that, Rep? Anybody in Black history you
want to talk about? Oh, man, yeah, I think you did it, man. I was reading as well. Phyllis Wheatley.
Mm-hmm.
That's all right. That's just amazing. You see things when you're persistent, what God can do with you at a very young age.
Mm-hmm.
Very, very young age. It's self-evident, you know, if you put in what God will do.
Yeah,
she had to learn. She had to learn the language. You know, she had. We got it translated in our own language, and still hard to pick up. And but God. You know, it no matter what obstacles, you know, she pressed on and God blessed her.
Yeah.
Yes, sir. Thank you, Jesus. That's what I got out of you.
Amen, amen. We thank God because we're going to try to do this if it's God's will. We'll try to do it every day. That's my, you know. If it's his will, you know, we're going to try to find somebody.
Mm-hmm.
I know we know the Martin Luther King, the Rosa Parks. We know about the freedom rights. The activists that walked in. We even see Jesse Jackson, you know. We even see Colin Powell, you know. You know, we know that some of the names that we just household names, you know, talking about, remember, you know.
Mm-hmm.
We just want the name that. Maybe some of us ain't never known and never heard. You with me? Not saying we're not going to never get honor to the ones that we do know, you know, we have studied on and everything. I just wanted to bring somebody a little newer. You with me?
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir. Yeah, I got you.
All right, now, okay, we transition over a little bit. You know, we thank God for this, for everyone coming out. We thank God for the Holy Spirit, and hopefully it was something you was enlightened with. By our sister, Phyllis Wheatley. We ask you to keep us in prayer that we always try to bring something to the table to encourage the people, you know what I'm talking about. And we thank God for the song starts out there, grateful. You know, grateful is our God. You know, don't give up on God because he won't give up on you. I've learned,
that's right,
my brother, he's able. You know what I'm talking about? He's able. You know what I'm talking about?
Mm-hmm.
You're thinking
good morning.
People that, good morning. Good morning. Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning. Mm-hmm. Can I want to add, if I can, every day, maybe 3 to 5 inventions, Black inventions.
Come on with it.
So the first one is the airplane propelling.
Mm-hmm.
So the propeller for the airplanes, James S. Adams.
Okay.
The biscuit cutter. So we invented the biscuit cutter. A.P. Ashburn. The folding bed. L.C. Bailey.
Okay.
The coin changer. James A. Bauer.
Oh,
the rotary engine and the car coupler. Andrew J. Beard invented the coin changer and the rotary engine,
okay.
And the car coupler. The letter, our mailbox, the letterbox, G E Beckett.
G E Beckett.
G E Beckett. Uh-huh.
Okay.
So when I get a chance and I can come on, I want to read just some of the inventions that we invented. And it's over 100 of them. It's over 100 of them. So.
Oh, all right then. All right.
And if anybody want me to repeat it, if anybody want me to repeat a name, so they could actually look that person up, just let me know, and I'll give them the name again, and you know they can do a little brief history on them. But the airplane propeller, the biscuit cutter, the folding bed, the coin changer, the rotary engine, the car coupler, and the letterbox.
All right. Wow. Bless.
Black inventions. Yes.
Thank you for that, man. That's beautiful, brother.
Yeah.
We were more cotton pickers, right? You know.
Yeah.
More than that. But give you this here, boy. That got us over, though, you know. Got us over, though.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
Like I said, that was a young lady, man. She was the first one to poetry book, you know. So,
yeah.
And she did it. She was still in slavery doing it. Then you hear all these ones who invented stuff, you know, that you don't never probably never hear. You know, but then, yeah, you're right,
yeah.
Girl. I thank you for that, man. Yeah, anytime, man. Brother Dale, anytime, man. That's what we do, you know. We try to give our honors, and this is what it's about, man. You know, thank God for the literature, you know, you put out to us. But like I said, if anybody want to know something and need something, you know, this is the time to do it, you know. As we try to present this hour, Black History Month, you know, we're not prejudiced. We love all race, you know. We'll do make way for our race. We're gonna give thanks to the ones who paved the way for us. Some of us, you know, the trailblazers, you know, who gave us that way. If it wasn't for them, some of us wouldn't be here today. Our parents would have been here today. Somebody knew what I'm talking about. So we want to thank God for that. We want to thank God for it. Thank God.
Hey, Mr. Rev, I see a little nice poem here that she wrote. It said, "'Twas mercy brought me from my pagan land, taught me the night soul to understand that there's a God, that there's a Savior too. Once our redemption neither sought nor knew, some view our sable race with scornful color is a diabolical die. Remember, Christian, Negro, Black as Cain may be refined and joined and trained an angelical train."
Yeah, she was a writer, man. She loved spiritual, you know. I thank God for it because, you know, even in your deepest mind, you wouldn't think, you just wouldn't think, brother, that the things they go through, the things they went through, man, just to have, when I could have an opportunity. Thank God for that. Thank God for that.
Yeah.
That's beautiful, brother. That's beautiful, brother, there. Thank God for the testimonies of the ones that went on, you know. We're going to keep them alive.
Yeah.
You know, we're going to keep them alive, you know, as much as we can.
That's it.
You know, thank God for it.
I told my brothers and sisters, I felt like the best way I can honor my mom is to just live what she taught me.
Yes, sir.
And as young as I can remember, maybe 5 or 6 years old, she started teaching me about the Lord, you know.
Yes.
So just remember, you know, remember what's been invested in us, you know, through our race and through the Lord Jesus. You know, it's been invested. So we have no excuse.
No excuse. Now, you know what, then? What's so good about it? It paid off, didn't it?
Yes, sir. Thank you, Jesus.
Really taught the fruit of the labor, you know. You know, she really saw the fruit of her labor. You know. Yes, sir. She saw the fruit of her labor. She did see that. God bless you. Well, brothers, we're going to try to go and get in a little farther in his word. Again, we're still in the book of John. We left off at John. We're entering into John 17, correct? But I want to pray first. Oh, Heavenly Father, we come to the throne of grace. Lord, we come to you in the most humble manner we know how, Lord. Thanking you, Lord, for all the things that went before, Lord. All the, we're giving the honors and thanks for the one who was here before us, Lord. And let them know that we thank them. We thank them for the things they did and what they've done for us so we can have opportunity to have freedom. We can have opportunity to ride and say that we was glad that we knew and read about some of the history and some of the ones we've seen. So, Lord, we come right now in the most humble manner we know how, Lord. Thanking you, Lord, for the Holy Spirit that already resides here. We ask you, Father God, to open the spiritual ears and the hearts of your people, Lord, that they hear the word and not just be hearers of your word, but doers of your word. Lord, that we go through the word, Lord, let's put a fresh anointing over the whole lesson, Lord, that it move, Lord. It would not just be just a hearer. But, Lord, I just want to say, Lord, I thank you for the day that I came on, Lord. Let the word speak today, Lord. How you speak behind the cross, Lord, as you stand and proclaim the gospel, Lord. Lord, that the touch it be so plain that anybody can understand, Lord. So thank you, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
As we go through the lesson in advance, thank you, Lord, as we love you, Lord. Because we find out that when we lift you up, everything else will fall in place, Lord. We learn that we have to lift you up. So we thank you, Lord. And in the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. Real, I just want to bag up, Real.
Amen.
I want to bag up and grab something. I'm going to bag up the 31. Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
put them up on end, you know. Jesus answered them. Look what he said. Do you now believe? Behold, the hour coming. Yea, is now coming that you shall be scattered. Every man to his own shall leave me alone. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. And I am not alone because of the Father is with me. I love this part. These things have I spoken unto you, that in me you might have peace. In the world you will shall have tribulation. But look what he said, but be of good care, be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. You know, Rabbi, I was thinking about when we left off yesterday that, man, we're going to go through some things, man. Sister, brother, we're going to go through some stuff because we love the Lord. You know, sometimes some people, if you don't watch it, man, they'll make you take back your love, what you have for God. They'll make you try to take back. And say, I don't want to hear nothing about no God. You know what I'm talking about? I don't want to hear nothing about no Jesus. You know what I'm talking about? And I've learned something, brother and sister. You just hang around. That same person said, he's saying they don't want to just hang around. Just hang around. You don't get a chance to pray for them. You don't get a chance to minister to them. Because right then, some of them don't even know they have a spirit of rebellion. You know what I'm talking about?
Mm-hmm.
Some of them think they're so grown they can do it on their own. But then he told them, you're going to go through some tribulation. He said, but be in good cheer. Because I have overcome the world. So don't worry about it. I'm going to strengthen you. I'm going to give you some strength to go through this. And I'm going to tell you something. What stuck out to me, I'm going to get on the lesson that he told us a long time ago. We read a few days ago. He said he know the Lord is with him, right? He know Father is with him. He said, you might leave me alone because they know they're going to leave. They're going to be scattered because they're going to see what's going to happen to them. But they're going to see what's happening. They're going to run and hide. But let me tell you something. But he know he ain't going to be alone. He know that the Father is going to be with him. And then I love this part because he does the things to please the Lord. He always trying to do the things to please the Lord. He don't be like us trying to make excuses why we can't get it right. You know what I'm talking about? Sometimes you ever been that? You ever been around the can't get it right kind of people?
They
put themselves down so low. You know what I'm talking about? They put themselves down so low. I just read you are overcome the world. He said, I have overcome the world. If Jesus overcome the world, he's going to put something in you so you can overcome. What I mean by that, you're not going to get your reward here.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Let's look at that right. You're not going to get your reward here. Your reward is going to be when you get to him. Somebody wants their reward now. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. He told one person that they did get their reward now, but he set them on slippery ground. He's going to come again. And when he comes this time, he's coming from his kingdom. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. His kingdom is, you know what I'm talking about, right? His kingdom. He's going to bring us all together again. And when we come together this time, oh, help me, Holy Spirit, what a time that we're going to have.
Yeah, what a time.
That's why when we look at this, you want peace. But sometimes the peace ain't going to come until you really follow him. Someone said, well, you just told me tribulation and trials are going to be. Yeah, but he'll give you something to sustain to my sisters and brothers. He will give you something to sustain you. You don't have to fight for God. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit.
All right.
You don't have to fight with God, for he said it. He said, recompense no man for evil. Somebody's book said, repay no man no evil. He said, if a man do evil to you, you don't repay him back evil. What you pay him what most of us supposed to do is pray. You know, but don't pay him back. Say, man, if you hit me and slap me, perfect, don't get that way. Then he should slap you back. Right? Don't get that way. Let me say this here. We got enough sense to know. Trust me, we got enough sense to know when it's going to get out of hand. I'm going to get in the book, y'all. We got enough sense to know when it's going to all the way get out of hand. And I'm going to tell you something. When I'm saying this here, I don't know nobody's business. Sometimes I'll be up here and speaking. Trust me, it's nothing but what the Holy Spirit give me. You know what I'm talking about?
Right.
But I'm telling you, this life of wrestling with people has to stop. You know, you can't make nobody do nothing. You can't make nobody do nothing. You know what I'm talking about? They have to have a choice. You know what I'm talking about? That's where we get the lesson. Look what the lesson says. These words spoke Jesus and lifted up his eyes to heaven and said, watch this here. These words spake Jesus and he did what? Lift up his eyes to heaven and said, Father, the hour is come. Glorify thy Son, that thy Son also may be glorified thee. As though I has given the power over all flesh, that he should what? Give eternal life to as many as thou hast given him. Look what it says. This life, eternal life, that they might know thee, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom thou hast sent. I have glorified thee on the earth. I have finished the work which thou hast given me to do. And now, O Father, glorify thou me with thy own self, and with the glory which I have had thee. Look, it said, before the world was, I was manifest. Look, it said, thy name unto the man which thou givest me out of the world. Thy word, look at it, and thou gavest them me, and they that keep thy word. Now, look, we're here now. I'm going to back up here, something, y'all. Now, they that know that all things whatsoever thou hast given me are of thee. So I have given unto them the word which thou givest me. And they received them, and look at them, have known surely that I came out from thee, and they have believed that thou didst send me. Oh, help the Holy Spirit. I pray for them. I pray not for the world. Hold up. I pray for them. I pray not for the world, but for them which thou hast given me, for they are thou. And all
amen.
And thou are mine, and I am glorified in them. I'm gonna get somewhere, y'all. I'm gonna stop, y'all. And because he's praying to the Father. Can I say that? because he's praying to the Father. He started at the beginning, he looked up, and he told the Lord that how was time now for your Son to be glorified. Mm-hmm. And then when they see me, they know your works that you have given me. Because there's some people down here that believe. There's some people right now that believe that I walked this earth. And when I walked this earth, I did your will. I did everything you wanted to do. And what he did, brother, he took it on. And now the Father can be glorified. But I love the part as he was praying. As he was praying, and that verse 6 stuck out to me. He said, I have manifested thy name unto the man, which thou givest me out of the world. Look what he said, out of the world. Thou they were, and thou givest them me, and thou hast kept thy word. And I'm telling you, brothers and sisters, we got a part in this thing. Jesus came down and put it on his back, and he did what he did. If you think I'm saying something, hold your finger right there. And back right on back to Matthew 5, help me, Holy Spirit, and 17. Matthew 5 and 17. Because he said, what, Walico? What did he say, Walico? Let me make sure I got that plain. Did you read it without reading? He said, I have manifested thy name unto the man, but thou givest me out of the what? The world. Thy, they were. And that looks at thou givest them me, and they have kept thy word. That's what he said, right? Now watch this here. He said, think not come to destroy the law of the prophets. Everybody leave that out. They talk about, he said he didn't come to change the law. But he said destroy the law of the prophets. He said, am not come to the destroy, but to fulfill. Oh, hear me, Holy Spirit. Did he fulfill it, brother? Did he fulfill it?
That's right.
He said, fulfill I say unto you, to heaven and earth pass, one tot, and we said, one jot, or one tiller shall it no wise pass for the law. To what? To all be fulfilled.
All be fulfilled. Amen.
I'm in the book, right? He said, to all be fulfilled. So we come back over here. He's telling us it's done. It's a done deal now. It's been fulfilled now.
Yes, sir.
He let the Father know it's been fulfilled now. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. I must be by myself. He said it's done. He's finished it. He came down, and he said he pulled the ones he want out of the world into his hands. Yeah.
All right.
How did he do that? He did it this morning. Somebody woke up this morning and said, I want to get on this morning and see what the brothers and sisters talking about this morning. I want to get up this morning and see what they're going to talk about this morning. Jesus said, it's a done deal now, my brothers. You so no longer live in the world now because he overcome the word. But he told us to do something, Reverend. He said, if I have given unto them the word which thou givest me, help me, Holy Spirit.
Yes, sir.
And they have
received
them. Okay? And have known surely that I came out from thee, and they have believed that thou didst send me. Now, I like this part, Reverend, that no one, after you done came in, oh, help me, Holy Spirit. I got to teach this lesson. And came in, right? You help me with it now. I done show you the light. I walk before you, and you see the light. And you know, Reverend, sometimes it get a little hard. Sometimes it get a little rough. Sometimes there's some things you just really ain't going to understand. But let me tell you something. Just hang on. Hold on to this unchanging hand. God would not change. And let me tell you something. He put a word inside of us. You know what he put in the Lord of us? He told us, he gave us a commandment that we should love one another. Oh, I know.
Yeah.
I know this ain't going to be right. He said we should love one another. I know this ain't going to be right. He said, I give you a new commandment. Love one another. He said, man see you loving one another, they'll know that you are my disciple. Man, I can't love that man. He just cussed me out. I can't love that man. He just did this. I can't love her. She did this, this, and this. But the God I know, It's easy to love Reverend Henry because I've been knowing him for a while. I ain't never said we, but I can actually say we never had a problem with that. I can say that.
Praise the Lord.
I don't even remember him, and I've been around him almost 20 years, and I just don't remember me and him falling out. You know what I'm talking about? So I can say from the bottom of my heart that God has put us together. Help me, Holy Spirit.
Yes, sir.
Not to say, they don't make y'all, I'm telling you something, but after you didn't taste the love of God, after you didn't put the Holy Spirit in your heart, that he didn't minister to you, help me, Holy Spirit, don't you know you don't remain the same? You don't think the same? So when you do hear something from your brother that he says something wrong, or she said something wrong, you don't run to a quick defense. You do this like verse 9, say, I pray for them. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit.
Yeah.
Verse 9 said, I pray for them. I pray not for the world. That's what he said now. But for them which thou hast given me, for they are thine. And all mine are thine. And thou art mine.
Thank you, Lord.
And I am glorified in them. Help me, Holy Spirit.
Thank you, Lord.
I really love this part because, my brothers and sisters, I'm not that kind of preacher, pastor, to sit up and tell you that, hey, you know, I'm gonna hold your hand. I've been taught not to give up. I've been taught to hold on to his hand. Somebody said, when do you know someone is saved? When you know that someone has transitioned and heard the word and start believing what you read and what you didn't hear. You know when I know that? I don't counsel people by fruit inspecting. I counsel people by the heart. I tell the people that God loves you more than you love yourself. Try Jesus. Try him. I dare you to tell the Lord that, Lord, I believe that you died and rose and mean it from
Lord.
And mean it from the heart. Then once you start meaning from the heart, it turns to righteousness. Not your words, but your belief turns to righteousness. Then your righteousness turns to obedience. Then your obedience turns to, help me, Holy Spirit, to peace, to love. So you'll stretch your hand out when you don't want to stretch it out. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. You'll go back to that person that you did and said something wrong to you. Man, I was wrong. Because the Holy Ghost resides in you. You cannot have a problem with a brother or a sister and say you love God. You got to go to that brother and sister and tell that brother and sister, Lord, remove me. And I want you to speak to this situation. Make this stuff right. So we got to stand before God with this. You got to stand before God with this stuff. We have to repent. Now, why people say why people preach like this? Because the Bible said we are, he give us a what? Watch this now. Watch this. Let me back up some of y'all. Let me back up and reel this thing back. I know I'm not your pastor. I know I'm not your minister. I know you probably got a spiritual leader and somebody you listen to. But what God gave me is the word of God to present. You understand me? And you present the word to whoever listening, you're listening to the word of God. He said God gave him the people out of the world. Let's look at it like that. And he gave them because they believe on the things he did. See, the difference is we didn't see Jesus heal nobody physically, him on earth. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. I hope you understand what I'm talking about. Because some of us have seen God heal people. Trust me, I'm understanding that. But we didn't see like they saw Jesus did. They actually saw Jesus took some clay from the ground, spit on it, and put it on somebody's eyes and told them to go wash in the pool of Siloam. If I go today and tell you I get some dirt off the ground, Reverend Henry, and spit on it, and you sit up there, and I tell you go wash your I'm in Texas, y'all, and Reverend know what I'm talking about. I say go wash your yourself in the Trinity River. You gonna, if you ain't got no faith and God ain't in the midst, you gonna look at me crazy, ain't you?
Yeah.
You gonna look at me crazy, brother. Now you gonna look at me crazy, man. Talk to me, man. So I say this here, brother. Tell you this here. They got to see this here, and they start believing in this that he is the Messiah. But he told them. He told them. He know they going on when the day come. We gonna get to that a little later. But I want us to know that he said this. He I pray for them, and I pray not for the world. That sounds something tough, don't it? I'm reading for the book, and this is red, y'all. Brother Rand, this is red. Sisters and brothers, this is red. That means Jesus is praying to his Father. He said, I pray for them. I pray not for the world, but for them which thou hast given me, for they are thine. All his are. And all minds are thine, and thou art mine, and I am glorified in them. And now I am no more in the world. Help me, Holy Spirit. But these are in the world. I come to thee, Holy Father. Help me, Holy Spirit. So keep, look what it says, keep through thy own name those whom thou hast given me, that they, look what it says, that they may be one as we are one. Look at here, man.
Yeah.
He's speaking to the Father. He said, I done done it, man.
Yeah.
I done it so much long. Matter of fact, I done put your hands and their hands together. Now, like me and you are one, now they can be one with us.
Yes.
You understand? Once you done tapped into the spiritual world, so we're looking at the spiritual world, man. Because he said, I done this, yeah. It's a done deal. You know, he it's kind of like with them on, yeah, if I can get a little circular, he dropped the mic moment. You know what I mean? He done this thing and walked away from the mic. Reverend, sing with me. He said, while I was with them in the world, listen here, I kept them in my name. Those that giveth me, I kept. And none of them is lost, but the son of prediction that the scripture may be feared. And you know he talking about, old Lucifer. And who he's talking about? Lucifer used that day. That was Judas. That's why. He's lost.
Mm-hmm.
But the rest of them are lost.
Yes.
Ever God gave them and they believe in it, they have access to heaven through Jesus Christ. Because he came. Do I have to read it again? He came to fulfill. First, when he did it early in Matthew, it hadn't been fulfilled. But now Jesus has walked this earth. He done done some things, and watch this here. The fame had went out of him, Holy Spirit. It wasn't the fame, though. Watch this here. I know y'all love these people. What I'm going to say, they great, the renowned speaker, T.D. Jakes, Cuffo Dollars, you know, and someone, Frederick Price, you know. I'm just throwing some names out there. G.E. Patterson, you know. I'm just throwing some names out there, you know. Reverend Harry, Joe Osteen, them the guys are really saying the word. But I, the reason why I say that is because I believe it's a church for everybody. Tell me, Holy Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
I believe it's a church for everybody. Whenever they're doing ministry to the people, they're getting the church to see God. They're getting their church to see God. And then when they're showing in them, they're doing their best what God gave them. And some been lifted up. Help me, Holy Spirit. Some been lifted up too high. Help me, Holy Spirit. And when I say that, they lift them up so high that you really think that, really, they almost like they're walking like they're Jesus. You know, but I've learned something, that the Father, Son, only one should be lifted up high if we lift man up. Definitely, Holy Spirit. Because we lift man high, that we lift God. Yeah, we lift them, but we're not lifting them high enough. But he said, you gave me some people out of this world, and I want to keep them with you. I want to keep him in the heart. So I'm glad that we came on board. Look what he said. Now, I like these words. And now come. Watch this here. And now come I to thee. And these things I speak in the world that they might have my joy and fulfill themselves. I have given them the word. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. And the word, look at that, in the world, what did he say? Have hate them. Because they are not of the world, even as I'm not of the world. That was it. I pray not that they should take them out of the world, but to take, like I said, thou should keep them from evil. Now, I'm going to bag them and get what I want, y'all. But they are not of the world, even as I'm not of the world. Sanctify them through the word, the truth. And thy word is true. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. Let me back up and get something down.
Mm-hmm.
Let me back up and say, now you're going to walk this world. You're going to be in this world. We're going to do it. We can't get around it. But when you got this love of God in you, man, you were reminded of things you do once you really once you really then sold out, somebody said, well, I'm going to make a mistake. I'm going to do this. And that's grand. But some of us use it as a crutch so we can make mistakes. But once the word get in you, it start correcting you and it start reproving you. And don't mess around talking about when you want to teach and preach God's word. It start getting more refining, Brother Darrell. It start being more refining. It start breaking out some things of the world that so God can elevate the teaching in you, elevate the preaching in you, so he can be able to let the people know that they feel God in their spirit. Because some of us got the Holy Ghost. But some of us not full of the Holy Ghost. Help me, Holy Spirit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, it's a difference. There's some things that when someone full of the Holy Ghost would go with someone not full of the Holy Spirit because of their spiritual level. Help me, Holy Spirit. Because he said, I apply the word in you. Then when we start talking about the world, and he said, and they hated them because of the world, they're going to hate you, sisters and brothers. You're going to try to get like all you want to. You ain't going to, how they do that? Somebody got to hit me with it. When they hit the like, everybody want it on the social media thing. They hit like, hit like, hit like. That means you're being popular, you know. You got 1,000, 2 million likes, you know. You're popular, you know. But I don't want to be popular to the world. Not like that. Help me, Holy Spirit. I want to be known that we try to look at the God that we serve. And only like he wants is you to get on each other's side and say, I love my brother. That's the life we need.
Mm-hmm.
I love my brother in spite of what he just said or did. And I'm going to do something for him. I'm going to pray for him because I'm not praying unless I'm a self-righteous prayer. I'm praying that because I know it's going to come a time. The man going to have to answer for all the evil he done in his body. Because First 15
right.
said it. I pray that you should take them out of the world. You hear what he said? He said, I pray.
Mm-hmm.
Not that thou should have taken them out of the world, but them that should keep them from evil. They are not of the world, even as I'm not of the world. Sanctify them through the truth. Thy word is true. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. Have you ever been somewhere and you just God had kept you?
Yes, sir.
God had kept you. And you know it was the Lord. I don't care how much you've been walking with God. Sometimes we'll be ashamed to tell the Lord we've been doing something so long and we still falling like we're on Similac. We still falling down like we, I'm not going to tell it like it is. We still falling down. Look right here. Well, what you trying to say? You don't fall. I'm not saying that, my brothers and sisters. I'm telling you, it's how you fall and get up. Yes, sir. See, some people fall and say, well, since I'm there, I'm going to go on and do what I do. No, when you fall, you get on up. And you dust your feet off and you do better. You ask God for strength in that area. What you weak in and you vulnerable in. And he'll give it to you. Because he told us to sanctify them. Because we're here. It's something we can't do until he comes to us, right? So we're here. So since we're here, he wants us to sanctify us with the word. The word is true. That's what we come out here today, to read his word and try to apply it and apply it and apply it. So what I'm talking about, not the do's and don'ts, I mean you get in reading it. As you read it, somebody could listen to me right now and probably already read the whole thing. But let me tell you something, as we teaching it, as we try to preach the word, we're trying to let you know that you got to believe in what you're reading. You got to believe that Jesus is praying to his Father about you and I. And he's doing it right now at the Father right now. If we speak, he's trying to teach right now. Look at, let me back up, make sure I got this right. They are not of the world. Even as I'm not of the world. Sanctify them through the truth. Thy word is true. As though thou hast sent me into the world, even so I have also sent them into the world. Help me, Holy Spirit. And for their sake, I sanctify myself, that they also may be sanctified through the truth. And that's the word, y'all. Neither pray I for these alone, but for them also which, what? Shall believe on me through the word. Through the word. Let me read it again. Neither pray I for them, these alone, but for them also which shall believe on me through the word. that they all may be one as thou. Look at it, Father, they are in me, and I in thee, that they also may be one in us, that the world may believe that they have sent me. Let me see, and the glory which thou givest me, I have given them, that they may be one, even as we one. I in them, mm-hmm. and thou in me, that they may be made perfect in one, and that they which that the world may know that they have sent, that thou hast sent me, and thou hast, what's it? Loved them as thou hast loved me. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit.
Yeah.
I'm getting somewhere with this one here. Every time I read this, every time I read this, you can put this in the book. This is not a when we look at this here, sometimes you look at it and say, why? You know, tomorrow, why? Because he wants us to know. He didn't give it to the Lord. He done his thing in front of everybody. Now he done showed them the love, and he want God to give the love back to them. And he want us to go teach this love. He want us to know, you know, some people teach a different way. Some people, and you got people listen to that. And I've learned like this here, Reverend, if one soul come in, help me, Holy Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
And you might get 10,000 people in, Reverend. You know what I'm saying? But if one soul come in,
One soul come in.
The Bible said in the Revelation, all the host of angels rejoice. Now, I'm going to say
Amen.
This here, and I'm going to tell you this here. You can ask a lot of people. I'm going to say something, y'all pray for me. Probably went to church yesterday, the day before, and you asked them, what did the pastor preach? And they probably don't even know. They heard all that emotional stuff, all that hollering. They heard all that stuff. They heard all that. I'm learning it ain't how you holler, how much you say, and how you do it. It's how when you stand flat foot on that ground, you know,
mm-hmm.
it's about walking in what you just read, walking in what you just covered your mind and your heart with. That's what it starts with. That's why he convicted us. Oh, have me, Holy Spirit. He convicted us to keep his walk. Amen. We probably the only Bible people ever read. Help me, Holy Spirit. We probably the only Bible people ever pick up. What are they reading?
Mm.
Are they reading? Are they reading humility? Are they reading forgiveness? Are they reading love? Are they reading long suffering? Are they reading cheerful giving? Are they reading? Oh, help me, Holy Spirit! If I ain't got that wrong, are they reading backbiting? Oh, help me, Holy Spirit! Are they reading busybody, whoremonger? What are they reading? So extinguish yourself, because he told them, because the word got them connected to him. It's the word pulled them out of the world. And then he told them about this perfect love. It ain't that you're going to do something, but he talking about this love. He said, thou has loved me. Father, I will that thou also, whom thou has given me, be with me where I am. That they may behold my glory, which thou hast given me.
Mm-hmm.
Thou lovest me before the foundation of this world. Help me, Holy Spirit. O righteous Father, the world, look at it, have not known thee, but I have known thee, and these have I known that thou hast sent me. Look at it, and I have declared unto them thy name, and I will declare, help me, Holy Spirit, it. Look how I get to it, brother. That the love wherewith thou hast loved me may be in them and I in them. When they get down to it, my brothers and sisters, love has to be in them. When they get all the way down to it, love supersedes this thing. It superseded so much that it took love what brought his son down here. But the Bible said it. For God so loved the world. That he sent his only son down, his begotten son down here. And they said, whosoever believe in him should not perish. If you believe in him, you will not perish. You will have everlasting life. And that didn't work. Old Peter said something. Because some people, they say, I didn't hear that so much. I believe in it. But look what Peter said. He said, above all these things, having fervent love among yourself. For love should cover the multitude of sin. Oh, I know I'm right about it.
Mm-hmm.
Can I say it again? above all these things, have fervent love amongst yourselves. For love shall cover a multitude of sins. And that's what he wants us to do, my brothers and sisters. He said, use hospitality to one another without grudging.
That's right.
Can I use it again? Use hospitality for one to another without grudging. He said, as every man had received the gift, even ministering the same one to another, a good steward, a manifold of grace of God. If any man speak, let him speak of the oracles of God. If any man minister, let him do it as ability, watch this here, which God give, help me, Holy Spirit, that God in all things may be glorified through Jesus Christ, to whom be praise, oh, help me, Holy Spirit, in dominion.
Yeah.
Amen. Just reading you here again, 1 Peter chapter 4, verses 9 through 11. I had to go get that because it helps me to remind myself how we got to minister. It helps me how we got to get it out there, my brothers and sisters, because we all are ambassadors of Christ. We all are representing of Christ. So when we represent him, it has to be with love. It has to be with no grudge. It has to be with peace. People got to receive it with love. And then don't speak of yourself. Speak of the oracles of God. Help me, Holy Spirit. We speak too much of ourselves and not enough Jesus. You know what I'm talking about? We got to give him the word of God. See, the word of God is going to keep him. Help me, Holy Spirit. The word of God is going to hold him. And the word of God is going to show you that he is in the midst. Have you been there? Then you wake up this morning. Say, I want to read. Brother Randy, turn down the Bible scripture this morning. Brother Randy, I said, we see you believing in God's word. We know you're believing in his word. We know you keep on doing it. And then the more you do it, the more people want to find faults in you. Now, I'm going to tell you something, my brothers and sisters, that God is still in the blessing business. And God is still pruning and correcting and reproof and rebuking us as we speak. The word of God is going to go forth. It's going to go forth because he said, now I love this part because he was praying to the Father. Yes, sir. Because it was now for him to leave, my brothers and sisters. He wants God to know that he is really known that his son was sent. You remember? We remember the story we read one time, other day. I'm going to get out of here, y'all. You remember the time Simeon? Y'all remember him? We talked about him. Okay, I think even on yesterday, that he said he didn't want to die till he see the Messiah. I just think all the babies he dedicated, and finally the Holy Spirit walked in, came in, and felt that presence, and he turned to the parents and said what he said about how he was going to be handed over, and it's going to pierce her heart to what she's going to see done to her son. But I thank God for his peace. I thank God for his love. I thank him for the word of God. The brother, sanctification is good. Sometimes you got to steal away.
Sir.
Oh, yeah.
Yes,
sometimes
sir.
You got to get away. Sometimes you need to get away so you can get some understanding. Sometimes you can be in some situation that you can't see it till you get away. Till you get away. And don't mess around. Start praying. And don't mess around.
Yes, sir.
Start reading. Don't mess around and start believing what you read. Don't mess around and start repenting for what you fell short in. Don't you know God wants us to come back to him if you fall away? Get on board.
Yes, sir.
Watch this here. See, it's a difference. I might be wrong. I told you I might be wrong. I'm not the smartest person on this phone. Probably a lot of them do way better than I can do. But I'm just giving you with the script. Can I read it again with that script?
Go ahead.
Can I read it one more
come
time?
On.
What he said. Look what he
sir.
Said about this. I'm going to get back in the lesson, y'all. Look what he said. He said, as any man that receive a gift, even so minister the same one to another. Look what he said. As good steward of the manifold
good
of grace
steward.
Of God. Look what he said. Now watch this here. If any man speak, let him speak of the oracles of God. If any man minister, now hear me, Holy Spirit, let him do it as the ability which God gives. You hear me? It's saying. That's why I said every minister, every pastor is getting their church ready to see God. What he and God gave him to apply to the people to see and understand that he's giving what God's trying to show him. Why you keep saying he? I'm just telling you what I believe in the book. I believe Adam was first than Eve. I believe the book said the woman was beguiled and not the man. I believe that. And I take that home with me. But I do know one thing, why they doing what they doing, because we ain't doing what we doing. So I stay in the book, and I tell you this here, the word would not change because we change. The word would not change because we change. The word would be the same. One thing, the Bible said, the heaven and earth will pass away, but that word will never change. So that's why you want to hold on to the word close to you, Brother Randy, sisters and brothers. Keep the word close to you, and I guarantee you, in season, out of season, you'll feel better. It's going to be a day. He's going to say, well done, my faithful servant. You was over a few things, but come on up a little higher.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to make you rulers over a minute. Man, we're going to be able to judge angels. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. We're going to be able to judge the 12 tribes. Oh, I'm in the book, y'all. We're going to be able to do these things. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. I believe some of us are going to be judges, man. And the book said, all you got to do is read it. I love this thing because he's getting us prepared for that good moment. Do you believe in it?
Do you really
believe it? We believe in the love of God. Can we do something about it? Can we do something about it?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, we can. You know how we can do about it? We can walk in the light.
Yeah.
When you're walking in the light, you won't hide in the bushes when you're around folks, when you want to get in with and talk to. And when you got God, you keep that thing up. You don't go
down. Let him increase.
You know why? Because there is a light that people need to see through people like us. Oh, heavenly Holy Spirit. Ordinary people. Ordinary people. Sanctification is good. I'm going to leave that right there. Sanctification is good because God has already accomplished this thing. All we got to do is trust in the word. It's the truth. The word will set you free. It will. It will. The word will set you free. That's what the truth is, sister. I'm not going to look at this here. Sister Martha, ain't Martha, since 2016, training for life. You know, one of these days, Sister Martha, I want you to hit that one button. Because they think I'm just coming up with this. But one of these days, I want you to hit that one button, if you're able one day, to hit that one button and let them folks know, men are nothing, got an ain't it. We have an ain't it. Brother Nutty, we have an ain't it. Look what this is, 2016, training for life. Training leads transformation. Oh, I love that. Training leads transformation. And you know that here, don't you? It's 1 Corinthians. Can you get that for real? 1 Corinthians chapter 9.
Yes, sir.
1 Corinthians chapter 9, 24 to 27. This is training leads to transformation. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. I mean, again, training leads to transformation. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. He said, look at the Lord, let me not demand my right hand, but training to win the prize that lasts forever. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. I hear you, sister. I hear you, sister. I hear you saying what you're saying there. Well, what's what we're doing here? We're training to try to live eternal life. We're trying to live the eternal life. How you live that eternal life? You got to train for this thing. Because you got to live like he's going to come today. This thing she just said, it was February the 3rd. But it was 2016. And it's 1 Corinthians 9:24. What I read, brother?
Yes, sir. Know ye not that they which run in a race run all, but one receiveth the prize. So run that ye may obtain. Every man that's striving for the mastery is temperate in all things. Now they do it to obtain a corruptible crown, but we an incorruptible. I therefore so run, not as uncertainly. So fight I, not as one that beateth the air, but I keep under my body and bring it into subjection. Lest that by any means, thank you, Jesus, when I have preached to others, I myself should be a castaway. Thank you, Lord. Yes, sir. Thank you, Lord.
Oh, Paul. Thank God for the discipline of the body. The discipline. I like that verse. You know, you're discipline. I like all of them. But the discipline of the body. You got to be subjective of something, brothers and sisters. You have to be. Train that body. Train that life.
It
will transfer.
Speak, Lord.
Yes, sir. Train it. Train it. Keep doing what you're doing. Yeah, they're going to say, I don't want the Bible to be me. Bible thump me. They're going to tell you, I don't need all that. But boy, it's going to be a time. They're going to come to you. They're going to take all them words back. I know I'm right about it. They're going to know. If I go to such and such, I ain't going to put no name. I told them such and such. I wonder if would he pray for me. I wonder what he would pray. And I know from the bottom of my heart, if you have God in you, even though someone did you wrong, you will still pray for them, because that's the ministry. They hated him first, so they're going to hate you too. So God said in that last scripture, can I read it, brother? But I keep under my body. Look what it said, but I keep under my body. I'm going to do it again. But I keep under my body and bring it in subjection. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit, lest by any means I have preached to others, I myself should be a castaway. We always say, as we preach, as we teach, we are teaching ourselves at the same time. This stuff is like a two-edged sword. It cuts.
Yes, sir.
Going in and coming out. You know what I'm saying, man? And that's what we do here. We present the love of God, because we know we're going to be tempted. We know we're going to be, things going to come across us, but it ain't how you fall, my brother. It's how you get up. Folks going to talk about you, that's what they do. Don't even trip out there. You get on up. And brother, Reverend Henry, I'm going to do this here because you didn't see it, and you probably don't even know because, you know, you just don't know, Rev. I'm going to tell it for you anyway, Rev. You can make them take it back. You can make them take it back, Rev.
Yes, sir.
You can make him take it back, man.
Yes, sir.
Take it back.
How you
make him take it back? I ain't talking about with them fisticuffs and all that. I'm talking about you can make him take it back how you walk before him. See, now
that's
I'm sorry, man. Yeah, I know I told you I don't want all that Bible stuff. I know I want to hear all that Jesus stuff. But boy, it's going to come a time. Yes, sir. I just seen it. Folks can come to you.
Yeah.
Don't supposed to shove it in their face when they do it, but you're supposed to show the love of God. Because look what they did to Jesus. Jesus on Calvary, hanging there, and having a conversation with God. Told God, Eli, Eli, Sabethani. And that book said, my God, thou hast forsaken me. He didn't leave it there. He looked around, saw them mocking him. Said, you be the king, you say you are. Come down and say you and us too as well. You know, he told them, he looked at the Father and told the Father, he prayed again, told the Father, Father, forgive them, but they know not what they said. You know what I'm talking about? He still had compassion, because he could have said, get out of my presence, and they would have been vanished. He could have sent thousands of armies of angels to get him, but he didn't, because he knew you and I were going to need to be what, connected to the Father. And only he can get connected to the Father, he had to go to Calvary and die. He didn't faint. He didn't go to sleep. He died. And he was there on a Friday in a borrowed tomb. Don't help me, Holy Spirit. But he went there on a Saturday, all day that Saturday. But somebody been around the book alone. They all about the date. But let me tell you one thing. He got up. with all power within his hand. He said, my Father gave me all power in his hand, all for earth and heaven. So I'm about to get out of here and say this, y'all, because I'm telling you this here. That's what the ministry is about. We got to go out and teach all nations to be baptized, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. And he told them when we do this, he said he will be with us always. He will be with us. He'll give us the things that comfort us with the Holy Spirit, because he's going to be there. We need him, too.
Yes, sir.
Now, I'm going to say this, because I have to do this with the love of God. Reverend, I ain't trying to step on nothing. You know, if you got anything to say or anything to do, I'm going to step off for a minute. I'm going to step out for a minute.
Mm-hmm.
But, you can handle it for a minute if you don't mind.
Yeah, I'm not, no problem. No problem. Beautiful. It's beautiful today. I like to testify and share things God has blessed with. Today, as we were reading in the Word, I seen God give confirmation to thoughts that I had as he taught in John 17. I was listening to the Spirit. It was saying, let him increase, which brought to mind John the 3rd chapter and the 30th verse. He must increase. But we have something we have to do. As he increased in us, we must decrease. And through all this lesson, you know, I love it how Jesus, let it be plainly, said, I pray not that thou shouldest take them out of the world, but thou shouldest keep them from evil. And he'll do that for us as we allow him to increase in our lives. So beautiful. And it'll be through love. Because instead of me looking at so much my brother's fault, but if I look at the way God looks at him, he looked beyond what our faults are, and he sees what we need, and what we need is more of Jesus. So as we, the same grace and mercy as God gives us to one another, and we do well, you know, we can be more patient with one another. We can do more praying for one another. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. We do more praying. We do more praying. That's our love about it. Praise the Lord.
Yes.
Yes, sir.
Good morning,
yes,
Reverend Heron, everybody.
Yo, good morning.
Can y'all hear me? I'm
yes,
sitting
sir.
Back
yes,
over
sir.
Here, listening to the Word, and you know, trying to see how this is going to tie in, but I see patience and love. You just spoke of patience. But my word for the day was Psalms 37, verse 28. That's where it started, but I'm going to read on down to, a little further. But, and it says, for the Lord loved judgment and forsake not his saints. They are preserved forever, but the seed of the wicked shall be cut off. The righteous shall inherit the land and dwell there forever. The mouth of the righteous speaketh wisdom, and the tongue talks of judgment. The law of his God. Oh, somebody.
Hey.
Hold on.
Uh-oh. That's in the book.
That's
why I had to.
I'm sorry about that. I'm my wife. She at work. Come off
me. Says a lot.
So let me go. The law. Sorry, I'm at 31. The law of his God is in the heart. None of the steps shall slide. The heart is what it loves. Yeah, well, you got to have that love. It says, the wicked watch the righteous and seeth to slay him. The Lord will not leave him in his hand, nor command him when he is judged. It says, wait on the Lord and keep his way, and he shall exalt thee to inherit the land. When the wicked are cut off, thou shalt see it. I have seen the wicked in great power, and spread it himself like a green bay tree. I'm gonna stop right there and go back and get my inspiration, because it's a meat there talking about. It brought me back to the turnip, the mustard seed there, how little it is and how you have to wait on it to grow. And it says here, let me get back to it. It's talking about how the gardener had to prune the vegetables and the plants to make them grow. So you have the weeds, the dead plants, the ones that ain't doing right.
Yeah.
He removed that from that stem so it can grow.
And
my phone acting up this morning, but I got it. He cut off that bad stuff, and it grows bigger. It says, every gardener knows that one of the secrets of healthy plants come from cutting away the dead part, which is the wicked part that's not growing. They trying to pull you down. They trying to bring you back. That's the old people that don't want to hear you talk about God, and when the leaves begin to wither and turn brown, they take that part of the plant has died and needs to be pruned. The dead part cannot contaminate the healthy. That means that the evil spirit can jump from me to you, to you, to you, to you.
Yeah.
That's what they're talking about. Being around it so long, it'll jump.
Yeah.
Help the plant. If the garden refused to prune it, the entire plant could die. That means you can get consumed up in it. You can stop being following God and you'd be following the adversary a lot.
Yeah, yeah.
In this passage, God is the gardener who must cut off the descendant of the wicked. And he does this to protect the godly one, which are the one that's following his way. The healthy part of the plant, he does this because he is just God and wishes to preserve us forever. That's to give us an eternity life next to him in heaven. That's what I got out of that today, and I just had to read that before. It's so much there, and it's telling you that mustard seed grows, but you got some leaves at the bottom that done turn, the bugs done got it, they done start withering down, and it's taking nourishment away. It's taking that word away from them. That'll happen sometime. I just wanted to get that out today. May everybody have a blessed day. I'm going to have to get over here and finish working him.
Beautiful. Yes, sir. You said that was, what was that chapter? I know you stopped in the 38th verse.
That was Psalm 37, verse 28.
37, okay. Gotcha. Beautiful.
Let me make sure. Yeah, Psalm 37:28. I'll be on mute. I'm still on, though.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Thank the Lord for that word. Yes, sir, for the Lord. Love the judgment. He loves his judgment. One thing that the Lord's judgment is right. The Lord's judgment, you don't have to worry about it. His judgment being mixed with anything. Sometimes a man's judgment is mixed. Sometimes it's mixed with prejudice, or sometimes it's mixed with injustice. But the Lord's judgment is mixed with love. And that's one beautiful thing about it. It's forsake not his saints. His judgment preserves us. And for the seed of the wicked shall be cut off. one thing the wicked does, for a while it loses strength because of God's righteousness. That's why it just goes and comes. It don't have no staying. power, no staying power. But see, God want us to stay righteous. And when we feel ourselves falling away, repent, you know, and get on back in the fight. Thank God for that today. Thank God for that. So Martha gave us encouragement, you know, at 1 Corinthians 9, chapter 23rd through the 27th verse, blessing as well. God is trying to get our, trying to get man's attention. You know, people say, well, I haven't heard from him. One way you can hear from God is read his word. Get in his word. He'll speak to you. He'll guide you. Oh, and this day and time, we need him. We need him. And I'm so glad he let us know that when we allow him in our lives, because he gives us that free choice, when we allow him to increase, when he starts increasing us, we must decrease. When he gives us love, we need to decrease that hate that we have. When he increases our joy, we need to decrease our misery. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for this beautiful today. Training for life. Training leads to transformation. Thank you, Lord. That is so true. We obtain something when we train. You know, when we keep training, we train our bodies. We bring our bodies under submission. You know, under subjection. When we yield to what God wants and what God is pleased with, it gives us strength, you know, to make it. So thankful for this word today. There'll be another. Anybody need prayer or not understanding anything? Anybody have any other thing to say? You hit the one button at this time. Anything that was misunderstood or need a little more help with? Now is the time. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. There be none other. We can pray. Any desires to, anyone desiring to pray for us? If not, we pray to the Lord. Let us pray. Father God in heaven, Father God, we come right now in the humblest way that we know how. Thank you for your goodness. We surely thank you for your mercy. Thank you, Father God, how you allowed us this time that we reason in your word, Father. Thank you for listening to us. Thank you for helping us. Thank you, Father. Thank you for all the comments, Father God, the inspirational word, Father God. Thank you for men and women that set aside their hearts, still wanting to please you with their lives. Oh, Father God, thank you for mercy. Thank you for grace. Thank you for love. Thank you for strength. Thank you for guidance. Oh, Father God, you've been so wonderful to us, Father God. Thank you for what you have given us and what you have allowed us to receive. You've given us Jesus. Oh, Father God, then you allowed us to experience such wonderful manifestations of the Holy Spirit. We said, thank you, Father. We want to tell you that we love you. Forgive us for all the known and unknown in the name of Jesus. Father God, we pray for all those families that are bereaved right now. Oh, Father, give them strength. Answer things, questions that only you can answer, Father God. Let them know that you're with them in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father, help us to make it through this, what they call COVID-19, this pandemic, this coronavirus, Father God. We ask that you allow your healing power, Father God, to heal the land, Father God, in the time that you see fit. Help us to learn the lesson that you're so trying to teach men, Father God. Bless us, Father God, that we get it. Oh, Father God, protect the saints, Father God. Oh, Oh, hallelujah. Thank you for life lessons, Father. Thank you for still keeping us, Father God. Even if we get sick, Father, we know that you're a keeper. Oh, we know that you're a healer, Father God. We know that you have your way of doing things, Father. We realize your thoughts are far beyond our thoughts, your ways beyond our ways, Father God. But thank you for making a way out of no way. We said thank you, Father. Thank you for the strength, Father God. Thank you for repentance. Thank you for sanctification. Thank you for letting us know, Father God, that sometimes we have to separate ourselves, that we may continue to grow and be in you, Father God, the things that you want for our lives. We thank you, Father. Thank you, Father God. Thank you for your love. Thank you for your kindness. Thank you for your joy. Thank you for your peace, the peace that passeth all understanding, Father God, for the way that you have made for us. Thank you how you're keeping us, Father God. Even through this pandemic, you're keeping us, Father God. You're showing us healing, Father God. You're removing doubt. You're giving strength. Oh, Father, we said thank you. We want to tell you that we do love you. We pray, Father God, that this service that we render up to you this morning broadcast, that you are pleased, Father God, with a service, Father. Keep on listening in on us. Keep on helping us. Keep on guiding us. Oh, Father God, keep on lighting up that dark pathway in Jesus' name. Continue to bless the hearts, Father God. Continue to come on out and help us as we reason in thy word. Yes, in the name of Jesus, bless all your messengers and the message that they give, Father God. Oh, let it go into a heart, Father God. Someone might say, what must I do to be saved? Or how can I be, more designed in my sight? How can I get a more closer walk with thee, Father God? Bless us, Father God, and be careful to give thy word. In Jesus' name, I want to tell you that again before we end this prayer. We love you. We thank you, Father God, for your strength. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Is it all right if we just have a little church tonight? I know it's Wednesday night, but can we just have church like it's Sunday morning? Anybody believe God is worthy of praise tonight? Hallelujah. We're going to sing an old traditional song of the church tonight. Everybody just shout praise him. Come on, let's lift it up fire tonight. Hallelujah. Yes, God. Praise him. That's it. Lift it up tonight, church.
Praise him,
Jesus, blessed Savior. We declare that
he's worthy.
Hallelujah. Come on, declare that again, church, everybody. Praise. That's what we've come to do. We've come to lift up the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, yes we do. We praise him. Call his name Jesus. Blessed Savior. Anybody know that he's worthy? He's worthy to be praised. Come on, from the rising of the sun. The scripture says, from the rising of the sun until the going down of the sun. Hallelujah. Yes. The name of the Lord is worthy. Yes, he is. Yes, he is. He's worthy to be praised. The name of the Lord is worthy. Yes, he is.
Jesus is worthy.
He's worthy.
He's worthy.
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 He's been good to you. So he's worthy tonight. Yes, he is. Oh, Jesus. Call his name. Jesus. Jesus. Come on, let's come on and shift this atmosphere. Somebody call the name of Jesus. He is King of Kings. And he is the Lord of Lords. He's the everlasting Father. He is the great I Am. He's the Prince of Peace. Mighty, mighty is our God. Somebody knows him as a healer. Somebody knows him as a provider. Somebody knows him as a keeper. Somebody knows him as protection. Power in the name of Jesus. Deliverance in the name of Jesus. Salvation in the name of Jesus. Whatever you need tonight, I dare you, call the name of Jesus. Watch the demons tremble. Watch the devil flee. At the name of Jesus. At the name of Jesus. Every knee shall bow. Every tongue shall confess that Jesus.